study was evaluating the safety and acceptability of an intravaginal ring that's impregnated with two anti-HIV compounds in healthy HIV-negative women. The ultimate purpose of the ring is to prevent the sexual transmission of HIV. This study wasn't designed to do that specifically. Our study was an earlier study just to look at safety and whether or not the women found the ring to be acceptable. And based on that data, larger studies will be planned looking at the effectiveness of the ring in preventing the sexual transmission of HIV.
Okay, gotcha. And were the results encouraging to you?
The results were encouraging. So of the two anti-HIV compounds that were embedded in the ring, one of them was detectable in the tissue and in the plasma. That was the dapivirine component of the ring. And when we took biopsy specimens to look to see if HIV were introduced into that tissue, would HIV prevention occur? And it did. Unfortunately, the second compound, the maraviroc compound that's impregnated in the ring, did not have detectable tissue levels, and it wasn't detectable in the plasma. So we can't really say if the maraviroc element will be a good option to prevent the transmission of HIV sexually.
What does that mean? I mean, does the one drug mean, what do the two drugs do, I guess, and is one effective without the other?
Yes, so either drug is effective by itself, but this is the first time we've ever studied a combination of anti-HIV agents in the ring. The dapivirine works by binding to the reverse transcriptase enzyme of HIV and then prevents HIV replication. So that's how that works. The maraviroc element actually binds HIV from entering into any human cell. That's how it prevents transmission. So either one of them could work as a HIV prevention tool, but our study showed that both of them are safe. Women, like the ring, they had no significant issues with having it in their vagina for a month at a time. But of the two compounds, the one that demonstrated, we were able to kind of prove that it could prevent HIV infection in our biopsy tissues was the dapivirine, not the maraviroc. Ultimately, the goal here is to have a compound or a ring that women could keep in for weeks at a time that would provide them protection against HIV. Our study, which is a phase one early study, did demonstrate that that is conceivable. And based on that data, larger studies are being planned and actually starting to look at the dapivirine-only intravaginal ring in other places in the world, including Africa.
Okay, gotcha. And so are you involved in any of those future studies?
No, the UAB was really involved with the early planning of the intravaginal rings. We've looked at placebo intravaginal rings. We've looked at intravaginal rings of different sizes. And we've looked at intravaginal rings with differing compounds. So we did a lot of the early work to kind of set the stage to do these larger effectiveness studies, primarily in Africa.
Why are these intravaginal rings important with other methods out there like condoms and things like that?
Right. So condoms, certainly have been around for a long time. Condoms' impact on the HIV epidemic worldwide is not clear. They do have effectiveness, but the one thing about condoms is that it requires a male to be willing to use it. And in many parts of the world, women really can't negotiate that. It's not female controlled. It's up to their male partner to use the condom, and that's not guaranteed in many places of the world, and probably including in the United States. So this would be a method that would be female controlled and could potentially allow the women to take ownership of their HIV prevention strategies.
All right. Well, thanks so much for talking to me, Dr. Hosley.
All right, Matt.